KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Governor Jared Polis has appointed Anthony Baca to the Dolores County Court. The new judge within the 22nd Judicial District has a background in criminal law and has worked as a public defender in Metro Denver. Baca is replacing retiring Judge E. Dale Boyd in about 3 weeks. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Council says the U.S. Treasury Department is too restrictive on regulations for spending coronavirus relief funds. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
Congress allocated CARES Act funding to the tribal government in late March. But tribal spokesperson Peter Ortego says the Treasury Department has since reduced the amount and flexibility of that funding.
The restrictions by Treasury are pretty severe, and so a lot of the things that the tribe would like to do, it is unable to do with the COVID relief funds.
So far, funds have been used for direct disbursements to tribal members and for other COVID-related responses. Ortego says the pandemic has highlighted further complex needs. Projects could include expanding water, power, and broadband infrastructure, or constructing a grocery store on tribal land to shorten driving distances. The tribe could also pay the salaries of its employees in addition to law enforcement, healthcare, and social services. But Ortego says the Treasury's regulations are too narrow to allow for this spending.
We all have one way of viewing this as working, and Treasury had a different way, so we're not on the same page.
The Treasury Department has not responded to a request for comment. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
Peter Ortego is a recent board member of the Community Radio Project, which oversees KSJD. This is KSJD News.